I'm Krista Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid in northwest Syria on Thursday targeted one of the world's most wanted terrorists. In televised comments, Mr. Biden thanked the armed forces for their skill and bravery as the U.S. eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi. Biden said the terrorist leader blew himself up as U.S. troops approached in an attempt to capture him. The president said all Americans returned safely from the operation. Biden said al-Qureshi took over as leader of Islamic State in 2019 after the U.S. killed its former leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. IS has recently conducted a series of attacks in the region, including a 10-day assault late last month to seize a prison. Special envoys from Turkey and Armenia will hold a second round of talks February 24th in Vienna to normalize ties after decades of animosity. This comes from the Turkish Foreign Ministry on Thursday. Last month, Turkey and Armenia held what both hailed as, quote, positive and constructive talks in Moscow. They were the first in more than a decade, raising hopes that diplomatic relations could be established and their land border, shut since 1993, could be reopened. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas Thursday to disperse thousands of demonstrators demanding justice for 79 people killed following last year's military coup. This comes from the French news agency. The protests were underway in the capital's North Khartoum district as other demonstrators set up barricades in the center of the capital or headed to the home of a protester who was killed on Sunday. This is VOA News. The European Union is working on a joint response to the letter which many of its member countries received from Russia earlier this week, asking for security guarantees. This comes from the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen. She told reporters on a visit in Helsinki that Russia is challenging the European security architecture. Finland, which shares the EU's longest external border with Russia and is not a member of U.S.-led NATO, has looked with growing concern at its neighbors' increasing aggressiveness. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said joint military exercises between Russia and Belarus near the border with Ukraine represent a clear, quote, escalatory, not a de-escalatory action. Psaki told reporters Thursday that the exercises and the potential for Russia to expand its presence up to 30,000 soldiers near Belarus's border with Ukraine are a factor in what she called the assessment into how to support and work with our other NATO partners in the region. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz signed a memorandum of understanding with his Bahraini counterpart in the capital of Manama Thursday. After the two nations normalized ties in 2020, Gantz called the agreement a new high point in the country's relationship that will help protect other countries in the region. The memorandum is Israel's second with an Arab nation after Gantz signed one with Morocco last year. The visit comes at a time of growing tensions in the region, fueled by the unraveling of the international nuclear deal with Iran and the ongoing war in Yemen. South Africa started its once-in-a-decade population count late on Wednesday night. It's a laborious process that will run through February 28th. The country has a gaping divide between rich and poor and decided to start its census by counting the poorest of the poor who live on the streets of its economic capital. It's only the fourth census since the advent of democracy in 1994. The count normally happens every 10 years but was delayed last year due to the coronavirus pandemic. At midnight, 165,000 enumerators took to the streets with a detailed questionnaire to count everyone in the country at that moment, quote, irrespective of age, race, color, or creed. A significant part of the population may have slipped under the radar during the 2011 census. In 2016, South Africa's population was estimated at 55.7 million. And the owner of an American football team, the Miami Dolphins, has hit back at accusations made by former head coach Brian Flores in a lawsuit branding the allegations as false, malicious, and defamatory. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.